The young women behind the Sweet Fortunes Cupcake Company have traveled a long way, and not just to this year's competition of Students for the Advancement of Global Entrepreneurship in Manila, Philippines.
We've come a long way since starting 3 years ago when we came in last. So.
Company CEO Sarah Ngo recalls how the team went from last at the U.S. national competition during the company's relative infancy to becoming two-time national champions and last year's third-place team globally. This year, they placed among the top 15 out of 20 countries from around the world. Ngo says she's proud of the achievement, but she and CFO Maddie King also got more than they expected at this year's competition. The top-placing team was from Nigeria, presenting a company for a generator that uses urine to create electricity.
Which is, like, shocking to us. Like, we totally support them in winning, and it was just amazing that they created this idea, but it made us realize that they created this product because they don't really have anything else. Like, they're using what they have.
That recognition offered a sense of self-understanding to the team. King explains.
It just kind of makes you realize how much you have, and like, I definitely like realized how grateful I am for everything that we do have and that we like take for granted most of the time, because a lot of people don't have what we have or the opportunities.
The Sweet Fortunes team will return back to the States today and home later this week, knowing just how fortunate they truly are. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.